This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, bringing you Bible stories. Bible stories. Private talks with Jesus. Now, there are a lot of people who are all hung up with realizing who Jesus is and who this man is and who this being is. Well, let's just consider that Jesus is a wonderful, friendly, knowledgeable, caring individual who sees all of us just like he sees himself, divine. Now, when we begin to look at ourselves with this attitude of divinity that he has for himself, then we are up here. Then we are one. Now, how do I have a private talk with Jesus? How do I know that I can have a private talk with Jesus? The disciples all wanted private talks with the Master, and they gathered around him in groups or separately, and as he would walk along the road, someone would usually be standing right next to him, walking with him, and listening to him and talking to him. And they would say to him, how do we live our life in the purity that you live your life, Master? And Jesus would say, you are now living your life in purity and goodness, because that's the way I see you. Now, when you choose to see yourself living your life in purity and goodness, then you will. It is done unto you according to your belief. Well, Jesus, what if my belief is all tied up in a knot and I can't straighten it out, I can't untangle it? What do I do? Well, if your belief is all tied up in a knot, I would suggest, if that were happening to me, I would just let that go and I would concentrate on the reality of who I am. I am peace, I am love, I am harmony, I am joy. But those things are facing you, they're chasing you. That's right. They face you and they chase you, and when you give them your attention, then you must work with them. When you don't give them your attention, they go away. They atrophy, they shrivel up into nothingness, which is what they are. Or they can be a monster. A lot of people make monsters out of nothing. But Jesus, you're so peaceful, you're so gentle, you're so loving, and you say, let the little children come unto me, and you have time for anything and everybody. You're not in a hurry at all. You just walk through life living a joyous, happy heart. How can you do that? There's so many things that must be attended to. My beloved disciple, as I walk through life, I put first things first. I turn to the Father within. I listen to the divine presence within me. I listen to God in me. And as I listen to this, all those things that seem so necessary to be taken care of are already taken care of. All those things that seem so necessary to have my attention, they are no longer there. They no longer exist in my world. They are dissolved by their own fulfillment. And when I see them fulfilled, yeah, Jesus, you're laughing. Yeah, sure, I'm laughing. Because when I see them fulfilled, I feel, oh, I am so happy. I'm living in this fulfillment. I'm living in this attention to all that is good and beautiful. Jesus, why do you make jokes about things? Well, because life is a wonderful game. And it's not a bad game or a good game, but it's just a game that I play and a happy game that I play. And it's a game that I would have you play too. Not to be possessed by life. Not to be possessed by these things. For a sparrow falls, and the divine in you recognizes him. But you don't see him falling. You see him on the ground, and then you say, you're free, and he flies away. And no matter what your needs are, the divine in you fulfills them in beautiful ways the moment you recognize it is done. It is truly done unto us according to our belief. And I believe, oh, I believe, I know. I don't wish, I know. And I experience these things. Oh, Jesus, when I walk with you and talk with you, I feel just so good inside of myself. I feel like There's no problems in the world and everything's in divine order. Well, my disciple, that's the way I feel too. When I am walking with you, my disciples, I see each one of you fulfilled. I see each one of you walking your path. You have no mission. You're not out to save the world. You're not out to teach any philosophy. You're out here to do one thing, and that's all I'm here to do too. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. I show it. I live it. I am it. And when you live it and are it, when you show it outwardly, what you are within, which you're always doing anyhow, but when you show outwardly the peace, the power, the presence that you are within, then truly you are the way, the truth, and the life for yourself and for all of your creation. So I too am the truth for myself and all of my creation. And really, that's all that matters. That's all that makes any difference is that I am being myself and having fun. And you can be sure, my wonderful disciple, I am being myself and having fun. The world may see illusions or problems and what have you, but I only see God. I only see purity. I only see right action and truth and love. And in that consciousness of unconditional love, I reach out and put my hand on all of my world and say, I love you. I love you. I love you.